Anywho. Anyways, what is your story called?
Mine's really long.
It's called
Vanka.
Okay.
So we'll see. It's by Benthic Born.
I didn't want to read mine.
Whoever they are.
For reading your story.
Or it's Benthic Born.
Benthic Born.
Benthic Born.
I'm thinking that's what it is.
Yeah. We'll give them the
benefit of the doubt.
In the early 70s, my Aunt Sarah studied education at a college in a very conservative small town. Sarah lived on campus while her boyfriend Jack, who eventually became my uncle, lived in a crappy house in a crappy part of town off campus.
Swear words.
First of all, she's coming out swinging.
She's coming out swearing.
Attacking Jack.
Well, yeah.
Jack's finances probably aren't the best. You can't
judge him.
It's rude. Because the college was in an industrial town, they were surrounded by really big feedlots and beef packing plants, otherwise known as slaughterhouses, that ran 24 hours a day. And among the blue...
Is there an earthquake
going
on? I'm not sure if anyone can hear this, but, like, it sounds like...
I think we're being...
The school's being, like, obliterated.
Someone left the doors. We're going to lunch for them.
World War 8 has started.
8? You've been asleep
we've
for
skipped,
a while?
No, we've skipped
I've
some.
Been asleep for a while.
We've skipped some world
but
wars, and
them.
This is, like, the most intense one.
Like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Wars.
Yeah, they're secret ones.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, now that the storm has calmed down a little bit.
Now that the waters have become tranquil again.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're in a town... There's a lot of slaughterhouses, and they run all the time. And among the blue-collar workforce were many undocumented workers that were paid under the table and lived off the grid. Part of my aunt's coursework for her degree was going into local districts and trying to help illegal immigrant families get resources for the kids, like free lunches and prenatal care. Mostly, the work was depressing. The families wanted resources, but they didn't want to bring any attention to their undocumented status, so it was a disaster. Uncle Jack lived across the street from a crappy apartment building that housed several of these families, and often groups of children would be playing outside. One day, while visiting, my aunt noticed this kid, a 5 or 6 year old little girl, sitting alone in the apartment's crumbling balcony. After that, whenever she'd visit during the week, day or night, the girl would be there, but she was always gone on weekends. There were a lot of people who lived in those units. So on the weekends, there would be tons of kids of all ages running around, tearing crap up, generally being little jerks like kids do. Sensing they like to use the word crap a lot.
Yeah. They're that.
They moved into the house in August. And so it was blazing hot, and the sun didn't set until almost 10 at night, so the kids were always running around. Any given weekday, though, that kid would be sitting there all by herself, just staring over them, well into the evening. My aunt said at first she just thought it was sad that the kid didn't have anyone to look after her. But then it started turning to fall, and the days were getting shorter and colder. One night, my uncle was walking my aunt out to her car, and she remarked to him that the little girl wasn't out there, a relief because it was getting cold. But then a car turned down the street with its brights on, and when the headlights hit the balcony of that apartment building, the kid was still there. My aunt said she must have been wearing dark clothes, because when the headlights passed over her, all you could really see was this very pale little face, the headlights washing away all of her features. She had been there the entire time. They just hadn't seen her because it was so dark. That was the turning point for my aunt. By now, she was into her internship with the district, and she was doing a lot of outreach. So one weekend afternoon, when it was still pretty nice outside, she and my uncle approached the families mingling outside. She asked about the little girl, but no one would talk to her. She even said the kids pretended to not able to understand her. Okay, I don't know what that means. Winter came, and still the little girl could be seen on the balcony, peering like she wasn't wearing a coat. At this point, my aunt decided to stage an intervention to get the kid a jacket and maybe even enroll her in school. So she sees the kid one morning and heads across the street and up the stairs that led to the second level. But by this time she gets there, the kid is gone. My aunt didn't hear any footsteps, nor doors closing, nothing. My aunt figures it's the same thing from before, they're just scared of an outsider. But now she's more determined than ever because the kid clearly needs resources. That week it snowed, so when weekend comes, a bunch of little jackals that were living across the street were outside stockpiling snowballs to throw at each other. My aunt has learned from the last time, so this time she doesn't take my uncle, but does take candy and a bunch of silver dollars. The older kids avoid her like the plague, but a couple of the little ones come over and my aunt starts asking about the little girl. The kids are way more interested in the candy and silver dollars than the questions, and most of them refuse to answer until one of them finally says Vinka, the name of the child, my aunt presumes. She's never heard of a name like that, but gives the little kids some candy and money anyway, which eventually entices the older kids to start talking to her, until she asks about Vinka. Then the older kids completely clammed up, gathered up all the little ones, and in like 30 seconds, everyone was gone. One winter evening, when it was dark, my aunt saw the kid. By now, it was absolutely freezing out. There had been an ice storm the night before, and the kid was still out there. Flipping out, my aunt headed over, fully intending to get the kid and call the cops, because it wasn't just neglect at this point, it was abuse. When she finally made it to the apartment's building's icy stairs, the kid was once again gone, which finally got my aunt to freak out, because there was no way a kid could have moved that fast on icy concrete, and she knows that none of the doors to any of the apartments were opened. Still, she pulled it together and decided to walk the length of the balcony to make sure the kid wasn't there. Reaching the midway point where this kid was sitting, she saw deep in the ice these, well, she didn't know what to call them. They weren't footprints, because they weren't shaped like feet, not even little feet. And they weren't just on top of the ice, they were all the way through it, down to the bare concrete. It was like the kid had been standing there during the ice storm on the previous night and the ice had built up around her feet. Terrified, my aunt busted off the balcony, down the stairs, managed to trip and take a spectacular chunk out of her shin in the way. She still has a scar today. After making it to my uncle's house and saying what happened, he and two of his roommates headed over to check it out while she stayed and had someone patch up her leg. After about 10 minutes, the guys came back and told her that, yeah, they saw the footprints, though none of them could come up with any kind of explanation, and they tried to play it off, working out all these different scenarios that seemed plausible, like maybe there had been some empty cups or something sitting there and the kid kicked them off the ledge. They convinced her that if they went over and looked in the morning, they'd probably find some cups on the ground, and then they said that maybe my aunt hadn't seen the kid at all. At this point, they'd all seen the kid at least once. She was always over there, but they pointed out that they all got so used to seeing her that my aunt probably just saw a shadow and took for granted that it was the kid, which didn't really make any sense, but whatever. After winter finals, my uncle and his roommates decided to throw a giant kegger before everyone headed home for Christmas. It was the first time my aunt had been back to the house since all of the stuff on the balcony happened, but everything now seemed fine. The little girl is nowhere to be seen. The party ends up being low-key, with only my uncle, his roommates, their girlfriends, and one roommate's sister, Marisol, in attendance. The night wore on and another ice storm began outside, causing the power to go out and the roommates to light a fire in their fireplace. They were all fairly trashed at this point, and one of the roommates brought up the weird footprints, something they had yet to speak about loud. Finally, around the fire, my uncle and two of his roommates admitted that it was creepy. I know it's not possible, but it looked like, began one of the guys. A giant hoof or a pig hoof filled in the other roommate, leaving my uncle to remark, yeah, like something was standing there with cloven feet. The entire energy in the room, according to my aunt, was still uneasy when the roommate, who said it looked like a giant hoof, turned and asked, what's the girl's name again? Velma? Vinka, my aunt corrected. My aunt says you could have heard a pin drop at this point, but eventually someone changed the subject and everyone continued to drink and goof around. At some point, however, my aunt went into the kitchen and was followed by Marisol, the roommate's sister. Alone in the kitchen, Marisol had a weird expression on her face, but asked, "Did you say the girl's name was Vanka?" My aunt nodded, telling her that was the kids, or that was what the kids across the street told her. Marisol nodded and didn't say anything for a while, but when my aunt turned to leave, Marisol put her hand on her arm and said, "It wasn't Vanka, it was Vanja. It's slang. It means come here in Spanish." And that's when Marisol told my aunt the story. It was the first year the district and the college tried the internship my aunt was participating in, and Marisol, participating in the program, was stuck literally going door to door, trying to find the families with kids that need to be enrolled in school. She got farther than my aunt because she spoke fluent Spanish, but the family still didn't like her nosing around, but at least they would speak to her. Marisol said she went to another crappy apartment building, not across the street from my uncle's rental, but close. While there, she saw all of these kids, including a little girl dressed in dark clothes who appeared to be by herself. So Marisol tried to be more friendly to the kids and their families, convincing them that they can qualify for services and going to school is really a good thing to be doing. Getting up to go, she asked about the little girl outside. Upon mentioning her, an older woman, probably a grandmother or great-grandmother, crossed herself and shook her head. She told Marisol that thing she saw wasn't a little girl. It was a bad spirit, and Marisol should forget she ever saw her. At the time, she figured that maybe the kid was illegal or possibly stolen or sold to another family. Sad, but it happens. But then she tried to really think back to the girl's features, and nothing came to mind. It was just sort of blank. Just a general impression of a girl in dark clothes. Over the weeks and months, Marisol started to eavesdrop, and more she would hear about this Benja girl. Apparently she was called that because she would whisper Benja and try to lead people off into the woods. Marisol wasn't clear on what supposedly happened to anyone who dared follow her out. According to the conversation she heard, all the kids knew better than to go with her, or else they'd be beaten with an inch of their lives by their granny armed with a wooden spoon. She then swore that she would catch glimpses of this kid in different places around town. By this point in the story, my aunt was super drunk and totally freaked out. Getting away from Marisol as quickly as she could, she informed my uncle that he needed to take her back to her dorm. Heading away from the apartment and by this wooded area, my uncle, either because of the ice storm or because he was drunk, ended up hitting the curb hard enough that it blew out a tire. It being the middle of the night and freezing, he left my aunt in the car and got out alone to change the tire by the light of a flare, the only light source he had. In the car, my aunt was terrified. The red light of the flare was bouncing off the ice and flashing everywhere, and there in the woods, about 20 feet away, is the girl. The flare was bright enough for my aunt to get a look at her face, except there wasn't one. The face was perfectly pale and featureless. No eyes, no nose, no mouth. It was just completely smooth. Even over the sound of the heater and the radio, my aunt says she could hear the girl whispering Venja to her, and she could see her crooked finger towards her. This was the first time my aunt saw the girl's hands. They're bleeding with long, cracked fingernails, and her feet weren't feet, they were like hooves. At this point, my uncle climbed back in the car, and my aunt, pointing to the girl, finds that she's gone. The next morning, as soon as the sun was up, they packed up and drove all the way home for the holidays. After that, my aunt refused to go back to the house, and they never saw the girl again. Pause.
That was exhausting to try and find that girl.
Yeah.
Like, no one knows anything.
I would have given up.
I would not have been as persistent. I think, I don't know where the hooves came in.
I feel like it's like a Krampus kind of situation.
Yeah.
Is it like beast?
It was a centaur.
like a centaur girl.
Centaur
demon.
child.
Hybrid.
Yeah. I think that I am confused on, like, geographically, like, what this area is going to look like.
I feel like they're probably close to the border.
I think.
So I don't know why you're confused.
No, I know where they're at, but I just, like, can't picture what this looks like.
Also, like, why would there be a snowstorm?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Or in, like, a place.
I thought it was in Mexico. I thought it was Mexico.
No, because they had crossed over the border illegally, apparently.
Okay. So really her name wasn't Benja.
No. It's just what she's saying.
It's just, like, what if I say something and that became my name?
Poetic.
Like, what if Bet was my name?
Bet?
Yeah. That'd be unfortunate. I'd probably be, like, pointing towards you to come here. My bloody fingers.
I'm not gonna follow you or my granny's gonna whip
bad.
Me with a wooden spoon.
I feel bad that nobody followed her.
Maybe what if she was trying to show you something cool? Maybe she just created something, like, really cool, and she was like, I don't have any friends, I don't have any family.
Yeah.
But someone needs to see this.
But, like, come check this ish out.
Come check my crib out.
Yeah. You know? MTV.
Welcome to my crib.
Yeah. That's her crib. The woods.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, it's not a lot, but it's mine.
But, like, check this out.
But check it out.
But check this. I think it was a little bit of, like, competition with her and the aunt or whatever. Was she, like, the aunt in the story? Is that what she was referring to as?
I think
she was the aunt.
Someone.
Like, they just called her my aunt.
No, I think it was someone who wrote about their aunt.
Well, no, I know that. But that they just referred to her as my aunt in the story. That was her name.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that Benja and the aunt had some beef. They're both trying to get candy. Sell some candy out here. She's taking you to the woods, showing you where all the candy's at.
Uh-huh.
Like, why are you taking it from her trying to find out
that's
about
a,
me?
That's a good theory. Or, maybe, here's the thing. That was her street. Like,
yeah.
That was her turf.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this woman comes up, offering,
trying to find info.
Offering candy
trying
and
to find
such.
Info about her, though.
Yeah. And then
about
she's
her
like,
business.
On my turf? So she leads her out to the woods. She's like,
keep my name out of your mouth.
She's like, don't talk about my business. Don't talk about me.
Yeah.
Have fun out here. Hopefully you'll
yeah.
die and never come back to mine.
Yeah. You
my
go
street.
Check out my crib. Plot twist. I didn't take you to my crib. I took you to the
other
woods.
You've been abducted.
No. Not abducted, but like, you're going to get screwed up. If you wander around there too long. You're gonna catch these hooves.
Take my hooves.
Imagine her just stomping you with some hooves.
Dude, that'll paralyze you for a second. For a hot second.
For a hot second, you'll think that you can't move.
You'll be like,
I'm crippled.
Wow.
Wow, that's what I'm,
you'll feel like a demon. Probably.
Yeah.
You feel like doing some awful stuff.
Is one, like, who call a hoof?
Yeah.
And then the set.
The set. You got one, it's a hoof.
Yeah.
If you got both of them, you bought them in
double. Double amputee, no.
Oops. Double.
Double amputee. You have no.
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 No hoops.
No hoof. On either side.
Yeah, I think we said that. But this girl had hooves.
Yeah, but she had them, so she was gonna use them.
So obviously, her business was doing well. Like, she could afford both of them, both hooves. She could afford the set.
Did she?
She probably was able to buy more. She had sets of them. She had goats hooves. Then she had pigs hooves. Like she had sets.
Okay, she had the whole barnyard.
She was like, which one do I want to be today?
Yeah, oh. Like a hoof closet.
Yeah. Like, what's my
So I think you're getting too caught up in, like, the hoof aspect. But
okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just, like, confused on what she is. Like, but she's a spirit. Pretty clear. I know, but like, she's a spirit?
She's a demonic spirit.
Why though, like,
animal why? Feet? I told you, I think it's a Krampus situation.
Okay. Do you even see what Krampus looks like in the movie?
I haven't seen the movie, but I know what he looks like. Okay. I know he's got hooves.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he's like a weird animal.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Is that like El Diablo, the symbol? You gotta have a pair of nice set of hooves.
Nice set. They know that you're not one of them. Yeah. You don't got a nice pair of hooves.
You're not part of the demonic crew.
No.
If you don't roll up a fresh pair of hooves.
You'll be getting stomped on with their hooves.
Stomped. Yeah.
With their nice hooves.
Yeah.
They'll stomp you out of the party.
Yeah. Yours will fall off.
No, you'll become a double amputee.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but like it happens if you roll up without any ice on your on your feet.
No. Did you find it scary?
When I first read it, I was like, ooh, vengeance.
Ooh.
You know, like,
spunky.
So quirky.
Yeah,
girl. What are you out here doing?
Like, what are you... So mysterious.
I was like, oh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
Only in, like, a bad kind of way.
Yeah, like, going with your bad self kind of thing. I think it weirded me out, for sure.
I don't know what I would do. First of all, I'm not following her into the apartment. I'm not antagonizing her.
Well, I think it's none of my business. I'd kind of be like, I'd see her chilling on the porch in the winter. I'd be like, sucks to suck. I'm going in with my hubby. With our heated blankets.
If I'm really like going the extra mile, you can just call someone and be like, hey,
check this out.
Address. Goodbye.
Yeah. I'd probably be like, hey,
let them get lured.
Might want to grab her up.
Yeah.
Let them follow her into the woods. It's not my problem.
Let them get stomped on.
Let them get some candy.
Let them.
Check out her crib.
Let them.
Whose house was she, like, waiting on the doorstep on? Was it, like, an empty apartment?
Let me find out.
Like, wasn't she, like, standing on somebody's balcony? Or, like, on
an apartment
balcony.
So it was obviously an apartment with multiple floors. I don't know which floor this occurred on. But.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the second.
Maybe the first floor have a balcony?
That's more of like a porch situation.
I think they screwed up. How is she being able to... Because she's walking up onto the supposed balcony.
Mm-hmm.
Then she takes a chunk out of her knee. Or shin.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming you have to go through the apartment
to get to the balcony. Yeah,
so you
can't just walk up. I think they meant porch.
And what she's talking about.
Because you walk up the steps of the porch, that makes more sense why she tripped and skinned herself. Literally scalped herself on the way down.
Maybe that's what she wanted.
So maybe we'll write in and be like, fact check.
We'll be like,
do you know the difference between a porch and a balcony? If so, please state.
No, first of all.
Don't be so direct.
No, first of all, we're writing in, we're being like, can I have a setting? Can you?
Love the story. Little
big
bit.
Fan.
Yeah.
Please send me a pic.
Landscape.
I can know, architecture.
We need to know buildings.
Buildings. Just the overall structure.
Yeah.
Of
your society. I don't know if it's like a.
I don't know what the street is. Like. What's cool there?
Yeah. Pop culture.
Yeah. I mean, you need some background.
Yeah.
Also, but I'm gonna need it from the 70s.
What year also?
It's the 70s. But I'm gonna need, like, specific year. What had just happened in the news that could have influenced anything.
Yeah. MTV. Welcome to my crib.
Whose crib did they introduce before this happened? Was she inspired by them?
Yeah, was she the first?
Is this a copycat?
I don't know. She made her own. MTV. She said MTV Pimp My Crib. She wanted to fix her upper. She was looking for a fixer upper stage.
Maybe she's a fixer upper.
I think she herself is a fixer of herself.
Like,
clean your hands up.
Maybe get a manicure.
Get a manicure. Get some lotion.
Yeah. Neosporin.
Put on some Uggs.
Blood. Nope. Or don't cover the hooves. Be proud.
Yeah, either be proud or
get some sandals.
Completely.
Yeah. Like a flip-flop situation. Burks. No, they can't do that. One hoof can't fit in that.
How do flip-flops work then? What's your logic there?
Hoof's got like a little groove in the middle.
Not enough. It's not deep enough to get up.
It is deep enough. I feel like you haven't seen a hoof.
So clearly we need to do our research.
You haven't seen a hoof. Like, I've seen a hoof.
So clearly we need to do some back.
I obviously know the dimensions.
Yeah,
and I know that it'll fit in a flip-flop if you make it fit.
Well, then a Birkenstock will work. You just slide them on.
No, it's not. I don't know if you've ever seen a hoop, but it's
Adidas
thick.
Adidas slides.
Okay, fine. We'll compromise. We'll compromise.
Pick your slides.
Fine. So, what do you rate the story?
I'll rate it like a 5 out of 10. What would you give it? Same.
Yeah.
Like, I was more interested, like, intrigued than I was scared.
Yeah.
It was just like, I want to find out what happens.
I want to know more about this Minju girl.
Yeah.
I want to know who she is.
I was wondering if, like, anything would happen. Like, she'd get someone. Because, like, she wasn't so scary in the fact that there weren't, like, legends about her. There weren't, like, kids saying, oh, my friend.
Juan Paul.
Juan Paul Venture.
Did you know him?
Maybe. I don't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, I understand.
He ventured off.
A little too far. Into someone else's crib.
Well, she asked him to come, but then it wasn't what he expected. Well,
that's what I'm saying. He ventured too far into the crib.
Yeah. She got upset. He's not. It wasn't like that.
Any longer.
It's like
Juan Paul was no more.
He got wand.
Yeah.
So I think that could have made it more scary if there was like actually somebody died because of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. She was the first.
Well, we don't know. She was not first.
Okay.
She was the first one who made a blog post.
Who came back to blog?
I would have liked to hear maybe some of like the grandmother stories.
Yeah.
Like, why are they whipping people?
Yeah, with the
I
want to
know what your evidence is.
Yeah.
You can't just swing that spoon around for no reason.
No.
I need to know. Also, what are your motivations?
Yeah. We'll look into it.
Will you?
I will.
I'm not going to look into it.
But, you know, we hope you enjoyed our spooky story time.
Hope you were spooked.
Hope we successfully spooked you.
I know that this voice often gets remarked as spooky. Mm-hmm.
We tend to give off a scary vibe.
A mysterious, often Venja vibe.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, come hither. But I'm like, no.
God, no.
They're like, I don't want to see your crib.
No.
But, like, I think moving forward, the moral of the story is bring back the good old MTV cribs.
Yeah, that's basically what we're trying to say is
I want to see some cool cribs.
We want to see cool cribs and stay true to Carrie Underwood. Always be thinking about what she would do.
Do you think Carrie Underwood applies herself in both of these stories?
No, separate.
Oh.
There has to be some differentiation.
Okay.
Alright. Till next time. I'm Evelyn.
You're Evelyn?
I'm Evelyn.
I'm Eliza.
We're talking nonsense.
We
talked
some nonsense.
Hopefully you'll be there.
Maybe you won't because you got lured in the
Maybe
woods.
You got too scared. Or you got lured into the woods.
Bye.
Bye.